In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Monday today, the 12th of September. Glad, as always, to have you with us, everybody. If in American politics, Social Security is known as the third rail, that is, the thing that cannot be touched, I would submit that today in American economics, that third rail is interest rates. Money in this country has been so cheap for so long that whenever people, and you can read that as the Fed and big bankers, whenever they start talking about rates going up, everybody gets all uptight. Witness the stock market the past couple of days as various members of the Fed have given various speeches suggesting same. What a breath of fresh air it was then to hear the biggest of big bankers, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, say this today.
My own personal view, and she does not call me for advice, by the way, but, you know, 25 basis points is a drop in the bucket. We say to you all, it's 25 basis points, go really slow, don't worry about it. Let's just raise rates.
25 basis points being a quarter of 1% there. So with the Fed meeting next week on interest rates, Market Police's Sabri Benishore gets us going with this. After all these years of low, low, oh so low rates, can the Fed make a move without freaking everybody out? Here's Sabri.
We may not feel it, but in terms of economic policy, we're basically all at a party, and at some point it's going to run out of alcohol.
Language from central bankers in the U.S. has been drifting ever so slightly in the direction of raising interest rates.
Richard DeKayser is corporate economist for Wells Fargo & Company. The Fed has kept rates low to give the economy a buzz, and he says the economy's slowly doing better and at some point won't need so much buzz. The problem is, just like at a party, how do you take away the booze without ruining everything?
That is the big question that they're wrestling with right now.
Brian Whalen is portfolio manager at TCW.
Are borrowers prepared for higher interest rates? In our opinion, many are not. You have these excessively high levels of debt at a period where we may be entering higher rates.
He says a return to normal rates is going to be disruptive no matter what. The dollar will go up, earnings could fall.
They've made their own bed.
But others say it's doable. The Fed just needs to hold everyone's hand a little. Again, Richard DeKayser.
There are no guarantees, but there are some things they can do. So they can clarify their guidance. They can communicate to us more frequently and more clearly as to what conditions would warrant interest rate hikes.
Another thing, says Bob Murphy, professor of econ at Boston College, is to pick the right time.
The Fed doesn't want to be in the situation of last December of moving and then suddenly having to go on hold.
In conclusion, nobody likes it when you close the bar, so call last call and do it loud and clear. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Next week, by the way, 20th and 21st for the Fed on rates.